calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones make studio-quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/Motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.
One of the instruments is a vitamin bottle.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
I don't mean he took the pills, or maybe he did. The Who are working on an album, but they're working separately. Pete Townsend is in a studio working on it in London. Now, Roger Daltrey is elsewhere trying to figure out Pete Townsend's lyrics. And Pete has been recording guitar parts and percussion, and one of those is a shaken vitamin bottle. One of the songs is about guns, he says, but he doesn't know anything about guns. Maybe he might need help on those lyrics. You never know. Here is Roger Daltrey on Pete Townsend's lyrics.
I can always identify the ones which will make really good Who songs, but sometimes it takes me a while to understand where Pete's coming from and understand how I'm going to climb into it, because otherwise it sounds like he's given me a solo album of his, and I don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that. They expect the album to be out. They hope the album to be out in a couple of months. Hopefully they're doing it in May because they're going on tour. If they don't get it out before May, don't expect it for a very long time. Happy birthday to Billy Payne. He turned 70 today. He's the founder and keyboardist for Little Feat, but you know his work because he's played with the Doobie Brothers, Pink Floyd, Bryan Adams, Bob Seger, Toto, Stevie Nicks, Jackson Browne, and a whole way more than that. He's an amazing keyboard player. Elton John calls him his favorite keyboard player. And the most famous song of Little Feat is Dixie Chicken, which has got a great keyboard part. Here's Billy Payne.
We had Bonnie Bramlett come down to the studio, and Kenny Grabney and Sam Clayton had come from that band, and I was always a huge fan of Delaney and Bonnie. And I was thrilled to have somebody like that come down and sing on one of our records. And from the standpoint of just keyboards, I think that's really what set me, not apart from anybody, but a lot of people associate, when they hear that kind of piano music, they say, yeah, that's Billy Payne. It's a nice thing to know.
It's nice, and Billy Payne and Little Feat going on tour.
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.